Hello, my beautiful friend. Hello. This is an oldie, Lean on Me by Bill Withers. I can remember listening to this song when I was a little kid. And I loved it back then, too. It's interesting. It's just this is so beautiful, isn't it? I'm going to just play it just a little bit through to the chorus. So maybe just hand on your heart or just breathing as you're listening. Let yourself feel held in the music. Let yourself feel cared for and loved. Let yourself feel that you are held, that you do have people who are holding you, people you can lean into. I'm dedicating this Lovegram today to anybody, and that's such an abundance of people, who have allowed me to lean on them during this time of grief that I've been going through over several losses all at once. And first of all, thank you to each and every one of you who has taken the time to, you know, to send a little email saying, you know, I'm here with you, or, you know, I hear you, or I see you. You know, just sending love. I've been saying over and over again this past few weeks that when we're going through a hard time, and maybe you'll look inside and see if this feels true for you too, but for me, when I'm going through a hard time, the smallest act of kindness or just a gesture or a word is magnified. It's like this, I don't know. I really don't know how to phrase it except for that it feels like, you know, just let's say that you sent a reply to one of my previous emails and just said like, hey, I'm sending you love, or I'm holding you, or sending a hug. That quote unquote tiny reaching out feels so huge on this end. And so I'm saying this first and foremost to express gratitude, and also as a reminder, that if like right now, maybe I'll just give a little pause. I'm gonna play. Maybe I'll do this. this just dropped in. I'll play a tiny more of this music, and give you a moment to think about it. If there's someone in your life who's going through any kind of hard time, maybe they're ill. Maybe they've recently got divorced, or they've experienced a death. Maybe they've lost their job. Maybe they're having troubles with a child, or, you know, anything. You know, is there someone in your life who you know is going through a hard time? I'm going to give you a moment to think about that. And so if someone dropped in your mind, yeah, I would really like to encourage you with what I just said in mind, that any tiny kindness is so magnified when we're going through hardship, that you take this as your encouragement to reach out to that person. And it doesn't have to be a big deal. This is what I think I'm trying to say to you, is that a lot of you hit reply and you said, I'm sorry you're going through such a, I could cry, it's so beautiful, right? Like, I'm sorry you're going through such a hard time. I'm sending love. That's it, right? Like, you don't need to buy anything. You don't need to compose like some sort of crazily beautiful poetic letter. You don't need to know the quote unquote right thing to say. What you really want to do is simply show up with love. And that can be the simplest one sentence of love, and that can come in a text, it could come in an email, it could be a short, you know, 10-second voice note that you send to someone. You could do what I just did, which is you could play a tiny bit of music that means something to that person, or that might help them feel a tiny bit of uplift, or, you know, maybe, you know, it's something inspirational or spiritual. It could be a chanting. It could be maybe you send them a meditation that you love. It doesn't matter. This is what I'm trying to say, is that it doesn't matter what you do. It is the showing up with love. And I also want to say something, because part of what has been a really big awakening for me in the past few months around all of this is that there's been an added layer to the grief. And that added layer is remorse. And I know, you know, I'm going to preface this by saying, like, I know that I do the best I can to be a loving person in the world. I'm not discounting any of, you know, what I do know about myself. And I want to say that I have been learning from some of my friends. Some of you are listening and you know exactly who you are, because I've tried to say this to you. I've been really learning from some of my friends what it means to truly show up for someone when they are in grief. And it's been amazing to me. I'm really fortunate in this way that I feel like I have people in my life who I consider sort of master teachers right now. The way that they are, here's some examples. Call me anytime. I don't care if it's the middle of the night. I have the phone right here by the bed. You know, I will hear it. I will pick up. Don't hesitate to call. I want to be there for you, is one of them. Another one is just sort of, you know, people just texting. I'm here. Do you need to talk? I'm here. Do you want to text? I'm here. You know, just I'm here, right? I'm here right now. Proactively reaching out to say, you know, I'm here. I guess there's no more. But like, that's everything, right? Because those of you who have gone through grief, you know, like sometimes it is impossible to reach out for help. I think this is something that I've talked to a lot of people about, and it's a practice to ask for help. And especially, which is just terrible that it is this way, but especially sometimes when we're in the hardest, darkest, deepest places, it's the hardest to ask for help. And hopefully, you know, I like to talk about this topic because I'm hoping to, you know, help us all normalize, yes, it's difficult to ask for help and we need to do it, because that is exactly what's going to help us heal and help us survive, because we'll have other people supporting us instead of, as my Zen teacher, Sherry Huber, says, you know, don't let the voices get you alone in the dark. And what she means by voices is those, sometimes they're literal, like voices in the head that like rerun terrible, terrible stories, or make us feel worse than we already are, or tell us how alone we are, or tell us how we don't deserve to be asking for support. And sometimes there are feelings. Sometimes there's like a gut feeling, like, don't reach out. And really, like, so when she says that, don't let the voices get you alone in the dark, that's what she's pointing to, is that it keeps us in such a deep suffering place. So to back to what I was saying, these teachers of mine who understand that and who will reach out, I just had my friend Tamara just this morning, and my friend Rachel, both. You know, hey, I'm here right now. Do you need to talk? Like, it's so beautiful. It's a way to bypass my own, you know, my own any issues that I might have about, oh, I don't want, I just talked to her yesterday, I don't want to bother her again, or, oh my gosh, they must be sick of hearing about this, or, you know, that's the other thing that people have said. I should be writing these down because I didn't actually, you know, you guys know I just turn on the recorder. It's not like I'm going to play a little music. I know this is funny, but I just don't want to lose some of these thoughts. Listen for one sec. I'll be right back because I just think that it's so important. So what did I say? One, the phone is on day or night. Number two is I'm here right now. Do you need to talk? Another thing that I want to share, I guess I can turn my writing music down now, can't I? Another thing that people have said that is just so compassionate, which is tell your stories as much as you need to. And that's an interesting thing. I could talk forever about this aspect of storytelling and why, not why, but there's like this need to tell and retell and retell about the person we love or the animal we love, to tell and retell whatever that is about them. And I think that the people who, because I can feel embarrassed, like I've told you all this before, but this is what I'm feeling, right? And I'm just so grateful for those friends of mine who just keep saying, it's okay, you know, say it again if you need to. And there's such a beautiful patience to that. I just really love that. So here's what I wrote down, just to review it for myself too. You know, reach out with even three words and a heart emoji. I'm here for you, sending a hug, love you, you know, something like that, just reaching out, because those, I keep saying this to my friends, those are lifelines. They're stepping stones to the next moment. And when we're in grief, sometimes it can feel as if each moment is an eternity to get through. Then the thing, the phone is on day or night, texting someone, I'm here right now. Do you need to talk right this second? I'm here by the phone. Letting people know they can tell their stories as often as they need to. They can repeat themselves. I think another one that I love, my friend Rachel just said this to me this morning, you know, call and just cry if you want. You know, also the permission to not have to be talking, but just like call if you just want to be with somebody. And I think that's also so beautiful. I want to also share something, because I mentioned this to you a few minutes ago, that I was having a lot of remorse coming up because I'm watching the way that people are showing up for me. And as I'm doing that, I'm also seeing, well, you know what? When her mother died 2 years ago, I didn't do this. Or, you know, when he went through that divorce last year, I didn't do these. I mean, not that I didn't show up at all. I did, but it wasn't in this same, there's a daily consistency, sometimes multiple times a day, right? There's a complete availability that people are showing. And what am I've been talking to all of these people about this, like, you know, and it's helpful to be able to say, you know, wow, I love so much what I'm learning from you about how to be a friend. And I'm so sorry that I don't feel like I was there for you in this same way. And across the board, people have said to me, you don't know until you actually go through it. And that has been so helpful. And I think it probably is really true. Last night, someone said to me, you know, it's like a club that you don't even know, you don't even know exists until you're there, right? In the club. And that club is people who have been through deep grief. And my friend Morgan said to me when I was expressing to him, you know, you've been so amazing to me. I'm so sorry. I wasn't there for you when you went through da 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 da. And he said, and I love this. He said, you know, it's kind of like the leave a penny, take a penny, right? Like it's not a tit for tat that, you know, he's here for me, you know, am I there for him? Although I hope in the future I will be. But I think what he was saying is someone will come into my life who is grieving, and I'll now have the understanding and the compassion and the resources to be there for them, you know? And I loved that leave a penny, take a penny, because it does help me to let go of, you know, that feeling bad piece, which really does. It's like that's not necessary or needed right now on top of everything else. However, I do want to say that I'm not sorry that it came up, because it's led me to have a lot of conversations with people who are here for me right now. And first of all, to be able to thank them. And second of all, to be able to learn, right? Because it's really, I don't usually swear. I don't usually swear, as you guys know, but I was just about to say, it's like a shit show when you're going through grief. And to have something to take away that is a beautiful learning, it helps, right? It puts a little layer, like a blanket, around the harshness of the grief. And it's like, wow, you know, I can see where in the future I will have more to offer because of this. And so I just realized, my goodness, it's time to start saying goodbye to you. Let's listen to a little more of the song. And I want to say to you, you're showing up right now is part of everything I'm talking about, right? Like, your willingness to be here and to let me share what's going on for me, and then whether you respond or you don't respond, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you know, I really believe in the energy of connecting with people, and that I love it when you send an email in response, or, you know, you just send a little word about maybe something that touched you or impacted you or how it moved you to reach out to your friend so-and-so. I love those. And even if you don't do that, I know you're here. I know you're here. And I've told you this before, but I will often just look through the, you know, community list and see who's signed up. And I just look at your names and hold you in my heart. And that matters to me greatly. I mean, it's lonely being a human being anyway. We all know this. We so desperately need each other, but especially when we're in grief. Again, love is magnified during times like this. So thank you so much. Thanks for being here. I hope that you'll take like some of the things that I said about like how to be with people. And again, reach out to someone you love today who's having a hard time. Okay, bye-bye.